Welcome to Church Media HQ. My name is Luke Clayton, and I want to thank you for joining us for today's episode. Now, before we get started, please take a moment to subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. We're available on just about every podcast platform, as well as on YouTube and on Facebook. And if you are watching on YouTube or Facebook, remember to like this video because that helps it get seen by more church leaders like you. Now, today's guest is Jason Stroll. Jason is the founder of Butter. Butter is a video company that helps churches and other organizations with their video needs, specifically in the area of motion graphics and animation. I had a really insightful conversation with Jason. He's got a lot of experience in the field of media. Be sure to connect with him at his website. That's butterygoodness.co, butterygoodness.co, or you can check the show notes to see his website and other ways to connect with him. Well, let's get to our conversation with Jason Stroll. So first of all, I love what you said, that creativity, it's not so much about creativity as it is about communication or something to that extent. Like, that needs to be a quote. We need to get that out there. That's a great thing because, well, and honestly, Jeremy Lofgren, we've talked about Jeremy a couple times here. You know him, like I said, way better than I do. But I remember I took his class in college. He taught the communications class. And his opening statement is everything communicates. And his point there is that, hey, communication, it's about what does this communicate? And yeah, the creativity plays a huge role in that, because if the creative quality is lacking, then it's going to affect the message. But the content of your message is so much more important than how it is presented. Both play a very important role. But if you've got excellent creativity and, you know, beautiful presentation with meaningless content, that, you know, when you talk about books, you're not going to sell any books, you know? And honestly, there's something else here that I heard the other day that really stuck with me. I think it was Carrie Newhoff podcast or something like that. But basically the idea was, you know, one of the things we also get really obsessed with and a term that we hear, and I do agree with it to some extent, is, well, quality over quantity. And there's areas where that's really important. However, I think a shift, a small, you know, they talk about the 1 millimeter shift in how we view that is maybe not quality is greater than quantity or quality should be preferred over quantity, but try to find quality within the quantity. And so in other words, you know, for every video that you make, isn't going to be a hit, you know, it's not going to be something that everybody loves. But man, I mean, one in every five, one in every 10 might really, they're going to be your kind of the ones that stick out, you know? And maybe it's more than that. Maybe it takes 1 out of 100 or whatever, but, and so for me, that's kind of something that, man, that's a change I've made, especially when it comes to, you know, our podcast content, because for the longest time, I just thought, man, I just want to put out quality. I just want to put out stuff that matters, that people are going to listen to, you know, that does have valuable content. And again, that's all something that, that still matters to me. But, as far as what people appreciate, the quality of the content, that's a little bit subjective. That depends on who the listener is. That depends on who the consumer is. And so for me, it's been about, hey, this year, 2021, we've made a big shift in our programming, if you will, for how we produce our content, to where we are just trying to get quantity. We're trying to sit down with guys like you for 1 to 2 hours, you know, any given week, have these conversations and just see what we get out of it. Because some of what we've said here is going to be really valuable to some guys. And some of what we said isn't going to mean anything. You know, some guys are going to, you know, just to be honest, some guys are going to love every episode here when we start dropping this content on our podcast, they're going to love every episode with you. Other guys, they're going to care less and they're going to just skip it. And that's not because they don't like you, they don't like me. It's because, hey, the content is just not as valuable to them. And so, yeah, a lot of good, a lot of good stuff there. As far as, you know, it's just comes down to this. You can't get so caught up in making, you know, like you said, your lens flare or your one little, you know, element where you're missing everything else and what it's communicating. And I heard somebody say one time, and honestly, it's been a pretty good, it's not always true. I think there's obviously varying degrees of how serious you could take this, but he said, my goal isn't always to make something that everybody thinks it's good. It's to make something that nobody thinks is bad, you know? I mean, honestly, like I said, there's varying degrees cool. of how you could process that and how you could apply that. You know, not everybody, because it's impossible to make something that everybody's going to love, that everybody's going to think is good. However, it does seem a little more tangible to make something that, you know, nobody is going to go, well, that sucked, you know?
I think you make a good point there. I like that statement. And again, the creative in me is screaming, no, don't know, accept right? it. Stop it. But like, it pains me because I think it's right. Like a part of me is like, no, don't say it. But like a part, it feels it's right. Because like another example of that is as I've been doing my company, Buttery Goodness, it's been interesting to see the time I've spent on my projects. I did one called One and Only. I spent like 250 hours on that project. It was like a passion project. And that probably is the least interacted with video on my site. Mm. But it's the best one. But the truth of the matter is, best by, you know, quality wise and like time spent and creativity, all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is, churches need a base where they can just download, Nick service. And for a creative, I'm like, whoa. I'm just my own person. When you see sites that have all those videos, like a bunch and bunches and bunches, that's not one dude doing that. That's them connecting with all kinds of creative and dumping content on the site. And that's only doable within that model. So like for me, I'm realizing, you know what? It needs to be a more quantity thing because churches are running every week, right? And so I had the wrong mindset but here's the thing. It goes back to what you're passionate about. I was passionate about that video, but guess what? Doesn't matter. That's not going to pay the bills because 250 hours on a video, obviously, you know, and I wanted to spend that because I was learning things about 3D animation and it was also a learning experience. So I was investing into my skill set because I'm also always trying to grow as a creative. I'm not trying to rely on what I know, but always growing, becoming better. But it was just really interesting to see that had no impact within my base of who I was trying to, you know, sell to or work with. And I found that so interesting saying, you know what? It's not about the quality always. Like, you need to have a product that is duplicatable and something that you can do quick enough and manage it quick enough that you can do another one and like provide it in a way like they're not going to be interacting with your site if it's just like a couple cool videos. It's got to be this if you want to, and again, I'm speaking directly to the model of the church. The church needs, hey, next Sunday. You have to be able to do something that doesn't look like he said, it doesn't look bad. No one thinks it looks bad. It's just good enough to be, and it sounds terrible as a creative from a business standpoint. Unfortunately, that is the truth. That's the hard truth of the matter. Cause I knew this one guy, find it interesting. I could be totally wrong. I hate to say this, if it's not even accurate, but like Dan Stevers is one of the best animators I've ever seen within like the Christian world. I watched his video. They're amazing. Like I literally inspired, and the one that I made, One and Only, was like inspired from his you know, True and Better video he made. But I watched his videos when I was just a kid. My soul, like it's so good. Anyways, but that I noticed on his site, he just started doing like worship background loops, and the videos he like released, I think he did one like Shattered Grave, which was cool. But like it wasn't the same. You could tell someone, you know, just kind of busted some rocks up, just kind of did some slider stuff. Maybe it wasn't even like he hired him out or whatever. I didn't do too much research into it. But you can see like the quality starting to drop, but like the quantity and the support of the business is there. And like that's just the hard, cold truth of the matter is you can only be creative for so long until you realize this is not sustainable. You're going to have a family as a creative and a single dude. You'll see all these dudes like, you know, pop up and you're like, wow, all this crazy cool stuff. But like, as like life hits and like, you know, progress and like the, just this life starts going along, you start seeing them fall into the inevitable mold of, I got to produce the quantity, and like the quality starts taking a hit. Yeah. Like you'll never see like this place. It's just always pure crazy insanity quality. And if you do, what you're going to find is you're going to find a lot of financial backing behind that. You're going to find like financial backing can support that quality. There's always like different factors and principles in relation to, you know, that quality and the quantity and how much quality and how much quantity. And sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's talent. Sometimes it's the life of a person who's a single dude who has the time on his hands, but then he got married and he can't do it anymore. Like there's so many aspects that go into it. But at the end of the day, it's that I like that idea and mindset, especially pertaining to business. I'm talking about business right now. Mm-hmm. Like there is that, is it good enough? And Jeremy actually had that same, funny you're saying that, Jeremy Loughran, keep bringing up his name, because honestly, I learned a lot from him. It sounds,
we need to get again, Jeremy and on as a creative,
I hate
sometime.
Saying this. Like, no, Jason, that's so, seriously, absolutely. That'd be amazing. Here's,
this is an but open like, invitation like this, to Jeremy Loughran.
My mind's
Loughran
like,
to come
no,
on.
Don't say that. If he's watching, we'll send him the link, you know, you're in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just interesting to see that, that it's something I don't want to be true as a creative, because I hate that. It sounds like, oh, wow, you're being lazy. You're trying to take the easy road out. Oh, yeah, less quality. Yeah, ugh, another one. It sounds like such a bad thing to say, but like the more I understand life and see these things play out, you realize, hey, you've got to do the job, but at some point you have to say quit. You got to be like, we're done with this. This is good enough. And it sounds terrible to say the word good enough, but the truth of the matter is, from a business standpoint, you got to put your best foot forward. You got to do your best work, but at a point you got to know, I'm done. We're spending this much time, X amount of hours on this thing, and we're done. How much value can I put into this video at this time to say we're done? And from someone who doesn't necessarily do business, they would hear something like that and be like, oh, I disagree completely. But like mm-hmm. until you're actually on top of that moment, and you would be someone like that, Luke, who's on top of that kind of a situation, who you would find that reality coming true as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I mean, so much good stuff. Cause like you said, when you become a business owner or you become the guy leading the team, you're responsible for the output. You know, you're responsible to ultimately make sure deadlines are hit, make sure the message is communicated and that, you know, the mission's being accomplished. And yeah, so that's, and when you go, like I said, in the case of leading a team of guys, okay, well, you've got to, you know, that's your job. But then when you go on your own, well, now you've got to do that and also make sure that it's creatively done in a way that looks good, that is going to appeal to people, that's going to have an impact. And so anyways, yeah, so much good stuff there. And I do want to circle back to one other thing you said here just now. And that is something that I believe is valuable for, it could be valuable for those who are creatives like us, but also I think valuable for churches to really grasp. And that is, you said basically making content and whatever that's replicatable. Okay, so it can be duplicated, it can be replicated. Now, again, there's an extreme of everything. I've known guys that actually, I haven't known guys. This is the kind of guy I was. This is the kind of designer that I was. Is basically, it was like, hey, I had to just go through the first year of working, you know, with the client, get them designed everything they needed, and then just use the same template year after year. You know, just, hey, oh, Easter this year, we're just going to change the date, you know. And some people love that. You know, I actually have had some clients that love that. But then
that happens at Lancaster too. We do that too.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to, you know, and that is the thing, like whenever, that is the nice thing about, you know, after I've been doing this for a while, you know, there's people who, you know, they'll come to me with a short notice request and I'll say, hey, I can't, you know, we can't come up with something from scratch, but I do have this template. If you're cool with that, if you're cool with me plugging in your information here, you know, and honestly, we're actually, I think that is actually a great thing, which kind of leads to, you know, what I was saying is making content and making creative assets that can be replicated. So one of the practical ways that we've talked about here on the show before is, for example, this is why I really like to see pastors utilize sermon series as opposed to just one-off sermons. Because whenever you create like a graphic or, you know, in your case, you create like a sermon, you know, preview, trailer, bumper, whatever you want to call it. Well, now, instead of it getting used just 1 week, you could just use it for several weeks, you know, every week, you know, to introduce the series or the few weeks before it starts to promote it. And now, because I have seen these churches that are just, man, they get super hyped up about one event or one thing, you know, that they're launching. And then it's like all this effort, and so for time to time, that's going to happen, but all this effort goes into one thing or one event, and then after that week, it's over. You know, and it's like, man, we did all that hard work for just to use that thing one time. And so that's what this idea of just being, don't be afraid to reuse with, like I said, all of this within reason, reuse within reason, so that, you know, because especially in the church context, if your church is doing church the way that you should be, then every week you should have new people there who weren't there the week before. So to them, they're watching a brand new sermon preview. They're looking at brand new graphics and everything. And so I think that is a really good thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, that's all great stuff. Love that.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, and here it is, you know, I said, coming back to it, when as creatives, and again, creatives, yes, we are the worst about it because it is our nature to want to make things good and we strive for excellence. But I think everybody, you know, all humanity tends to struggle with this. And whether you're the creative or whether you're the supervisor of the creative, and because on the other hand, I've seen the creative being really happy with what they produced, but then the person, you know, the supervisor or the client or whoever who has to, you know, basically approve it is really nitpicky. And this goes, you know, that's going back to a little bit of the control element there. But the truth is that, you know, it's following that. I've heard the 80% rule, you know, if it's 80% good enough, then send it, you know, ship it, you know, get it out there. Because that 20% that you didn't accomplish, most people, pretty much all people, they don't know what that 20% was. And the 80% to them is the 100%, you know, for them, it's going to be an awesome experience. And so I think that's a really good thing to point out there. So, so Jason, I am curious as far as, you know, your business and, you know, what you're doing now, and you talked, let's go ahead and give a plug here for, what you do. I'm going to, you know, I will say something, before each, you know, we're going to divide this up into different episodes. And so I will say this at the beginning of each episode, you know, just so you know, people know who they're talking to, and I'll plug your stuff and whatnot. But yeah, your business, what is, the name of your business? How do we connect with you and whatnot, and give the audience a little bit of idea of all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I transitioned to full-time freelance in October, I already had the business kind of running, but I kind of took it over full-time. It's called Butter, and you can access that site at butterygoodness.co. And I just used Buttery Goodness because Butter was already taken. I think it was like, I can't remember, the $14,000 or something to get the, I was like, no, bro, I don't have that money yet. Not yet. Yep. No.
Not yet. Yeah, the wonderful world of domains. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like the shorter it is, the more money it is.
Exactly.
But so basically, it's butterygoodness.co, like not com, but co company. I think it's short for company, could be wrong, but just go there. It has videos, church videos, and also you can get a custom quote for a specific video, whether, you know, you want a sermon series or something like that. You can get a custom quote for what that would look like. You just contact me in the contact page. But yeah, I just specialize in basically church motion graphics, you know, business motion graphics, you know, sermon series, these kind of things, you know, storytelling, kind of like motion graphic videos. So yeah.
Cool. And then, you know, I think this might be circling back to something you've said earlier, but, you know, where do you kind of see yourself and your business here in the next, I don't know, let's say 3 to 5 years? Like, if you could just say, hey, I'm snapping my fingers, making everything go how I want, what do you want to do? thanks again for joining us here on Church Media HQ. And before we sign off, I want to remind you that you can get free graphics, videos, and more at churchmediahq.com. These are videos and graphics that we have made for your church that you can access completely free of charge. Just head over to churchmediahq.com to take advantage of the free content we have there. You can also talk to us on a coaching call. We offer coaching services also completely free of charge. Again, all you got to do is head over to churchmediahq.com to take advantage of these free resources. Well, we're going to continue our conversation in the next episode. And until then, remember, you need to try something new, because it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than to succeed at doing the average. See you next time on Church Media HQ.